7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, the 30th day of May for 2018. And it is graduation week in Amador County. The first graduation of the week will take place tonight. Independence High School, North Star, and Amador County Adult Education. Their ceremony will be at 7 o'clock this evening at the Independence High School campus and will feature around 45 graduating students. Up next, both of the Amador County Junior High Schools and their promotion exercises, they're set for this Thursday. Jackson Junior High will be at the Butte Bowl at 6 o'clock. Ione Junior High will be at the school's field at 7. And on Friday, Argonaut and Amador High Schools will be holding their graduation ceremonies as well. Amador High School will hold their ceremonies on the football field beginning at 7:30. Gates open up at 6, the valedictorian of the class of 152 for 2018 is Tyler Anderson. ASB President Vanessa Christofferson, co-salutatorian Rosie Hong, and Senior Class President and co-salutatorian Carson Stubstad will also be speaking at the ceremony. And Argonaut High School will be graduating a class of around 120 students at 8 o'clock on Friday night at Dan Barnett Field. This year's valedictorian is Landry Agee. Kobe Wright, Emily Green, and Lauren Armstrong will also be speaking. During the celebration at Argonaut, a fireworks display will take place approximately at 9 o'clock. Argonaut would like everyone to enjoy the show over the football field, but also they are reminding their neighbors to make sure that your animals are safe and secure. Again, that's approximately about 9 o'clock on Friday.
Well, the Jackson City Council received an update to the effort to reinforce the Argonaut Tailing Dam as new construction is starting at the site. The 100-year-old concrete dam holds back tons of mine tailings, the remains of ore that contain arsenic and other heavy metals. Now, should the dam fail, the potentially toxic material could flow downhill into downtown Jackson. Concerns over the structural integrity of the dam have already led a number of state and federal agencies to make improvements at the site. What is now starting in the reinforcement of the dam itself. The dam will be reinforced with fresh concrete filling in the existing structure. Then a large earthen embankment will be placed along the front of the dam. Preliminary work on the site has already begun. The construction project expected to take 6 months. There will be intermittent road closures and traffic controls on Sutter Street and Argonaut Drive during the construction. The state will take responsibility to maintain the site in the future, and there are future plans to further improve drainage in the area if additional funds become available. The federal EPA will also be conducting groundwater and soil testing in the area for any sign of arsenic or arsenic contamination spreading.
And Amador County emergency crews were called out to the report of a vehicle over the bank on Electra Road late yesterday afternoon. First responders arrived at the scene just after 6 o'clock and discovered a pickup truck upside down, partially in the McCallum River. The driver was suffering from head and body trauma. While it's unclear just what caused the accident, witnesses at the scene told law enforcement officers that they were on the banks of the river when the truck went over the bank above them at a high rate of speed, crashing through trees and into the river. The name and age of the driver was not released last night. The CHP is continuing their investigation.
Well, the Memorial Day CHP enforcement period stats for Calaveras County have been released. Three people were arrested by CHP between 6 p.m. Friday and 11:59 p.m. Monday for DUI. 32 citations were issued during the time period, most for speeding or mechanical registration violations. The San Andreas officers handled 8 collisions during the holiday weekend. The only DUI collision resulted in major injury to the driver. Now, in the other 7 collisions, one of them resulted in minor injury, 1 major injury, and the other 5 collisions were non-injury. San Andreas CHP office reminds everyone they need to put down the phone, focus on driving, always wear your seatbelt properly, and designate a sober driver. Otherwise, it may cost you your life or the life of someone else.
Amador County emergency personnel responded to a solo vehicle rollover accident Monday afternoon. According to reports, around 4:30, the driver of a small SUV traveling north on Highway 49, about a half a mile south of Middle Bar Road, allowed the vehicle to drift off the left side of the road and onto the shoulder. The driver then overcorrected, traveling into the opposite lane of traffic, then back across the highway, rolling the vehicle, coming to rest off the northbound side of the roadway. Both the driver and a young passenger were taken to Sutter Amador, the driver complaining of possible arm injury.
Well, the quick reaction of two off-duty San Francisco firemen may have saved the life of a young Amador County boy. According to reports, the 5-year-old and his family were near the launch ramp at Bear River around 7 o'clock last night when the boy somehow ended up in the water. A short time later, the boy's family realized he was missing. The boy was then spotted in the water. The two firemen who were nearby performed CPR on the boy and were able to revive him. The boy was responsive and talking when he was medevaced to UC Davis for observation. He's expected to make a full recovery.
CAL FIRE units were called out to a wildland fire outside of Ione Monday. According to CAL FIRE spokesperson Bryce Bennett, the fire was reported around 3:30 off of Jackson Valley Road. First reported as spreading quickly at 1.5 acres, the fire was contained to just 1 acre. The improper use of equipment near dry vegetation was the reported cause. A short time later, CAL FIRE crews were called to property off of Coyote Drive in the Comanche Village. A resident had started a small half-acre grass fire while using a lawnmower in dry grass. Crews from Jackson Valley Fire and Ione also responded. Bennett reminds everyone, lawnmowers, weed eaters, chainsaws, grinders, welders, tractors, and trimmers can all spark a wildland fire. Lawnmowers are designed to mow lawns, not weeds or dry grass. Bennett adds, metal blades striking rocks can create sparks and start a fire. And always remember, mow before 10 a.m., but never when it's windy or excessively dry.
Well, musicians have until June 30th to submit video auditions for Calaveras Has Talent. Sponsored by the Calaveras Youth Organization, this year the popular musical talent competition will be staged on 3 consecutive nights, April 24th through the 26th. August. And that's August, excuse me, not April. I like April, though. My birthday's the 25th. But August 24th, 25th, and 26th. Now, there are 2 divisions, one for youths up to age 18, one for adults older than 18. Winners receive cash prizes and trophies. Proceeds go to support school music programs in Calaveras County. Now, contestants should submit both video auditions and applications by the June 30th deadline. Performers unable to submit video will be given opportunities to audition live from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. June 16th in the music room at Bret Harte High School. You can also do so between 10 and 4 June 23rd in the band room at Calaveras High. Now, Calaveras youth organization leaders have made several changes to this year's competition. First, the show will be musical performers only. Also this year, for the first time, the competition will be open to contestants from Tuolumne and Amador counties, not just Calaveras. For questions on auditions or applications, call 285-6715.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.